This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, In a Dark Alley with Tom, Black Forest Ham, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Yeah, he comes over to the house in a three-day beard. Sleeps on the couch, makes the place smell weird. He's on something and it damn sure ain't a job. He scares the kids, stays on the phones. Got a car somewhere for me to co-sign on. He's been disowned and his wife's run off with Bob. She finally told him he wasn't worth the damn. He tries to blame it all on Vietnam, but he wasn't there. He was 15 and 74. And he's had a bad back and a messy divorce. He's got a workman's comp case tied up in court. He can't move, and I can damn sure vouch for that. He's my brother-in-law. He's from Arkansas. Lord, the best man at my wedding and the worst I ever saw. He's living off of me. He's the baby of the family. My wife won't let me shoot him because he's my brother-in-law. Every day he smokes four packs of menthols, makes about eight more long-distance calls, snorts alcohol, and talks like Dusty Rhodes. And he'll go through your wallet with a fine-tooth comb and eat your family out of house and home. He'll cuss out your preacher and stop up your commode. He's your brother-in-law. He's got nothing on the ball. The kind of man who'd rob from Peter and write a bad check to Paul. He's gotten out of hand. He ought to be a congressman. He's the kind of fellow that I can't stand. And he's my brother-in-law. Oh, yeah. He's the generic brand. And he's my brother-in-law. Thank you so much.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee has a letter?
Yep.
Correct? What's going on over there? Let's. By the way, there's Ace, Chick, Josh, I'm Tom, Willie, Patty G. We got to get a song out of you, Pat.
All right.
And there's Christy Lee. Hi. Yes, what's going on?
Dear Knuckleheads.
That's us.
Here are my top three reasons why I would like to meet Tom in a dark alley. Okay? Or any alley, for that matter.
Yeah.
Number one. Number three, actually. Let's count them down. To ask why he, of all people, is in a dark alley.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
number two, to see if he compliments my wife's bangs like he does to Christie's every single day.
All right.
And number one.
They do look nice today. I like that kind of subtle thing on the western side that looks sort of chewed off.
The western side?
And
chewed off. I mean, wait, take your pick of the weirdo term he used.
The number one reason Tom wants to meet Tom in a dark alley.
Yeah.
Tom from Wisconsin. to purposely make it look like I inadvertently bumped into him so he can rip his shirt off and ask me, you want to do this, bro?
You want to do this, bro?
That's right.
We're going to do this, bro?
By the way, I'm really enjoying the new you want to do this, bro phrase. Okay. Keep it up. Tom from Wisconsin.
Coming up, I believe we're going to bro it up with Kostaki Economopoulos with some NFL talk.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Out of the booby hatch, is he?
Yep.
After last week's debacle.
Possibly some dream he had about an ice cream man at some point.
Hell yes. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What color was that shirt before?
I had to switch shirts.
I know, but I mean, did it start out as a different color? Because I've never seen that color in...
I probably washed it with bleach. I don't think it was black. It's kind of a nice blue.
I think so, yeah.
It had to start out as dark navy.
It had to.
No idea.
Don't you think?
I would call it marina blue.
Yeah.
Over the weekend,
I've never seen you wear that color.
My washing machine has an extra hot setting.
Oh wow.
Look out. Above sanitary?
Look out, color.
Yeah, I just found that out.
Why does she wear all white stuff?
Yeah.
Is that your goal?
Yeah, go linen. Like a linen.
Oh, all white
wrinkles.
Linen.
Could we move on? What else is going on?
I honestly would love to have a linen suit at some point.
Oh, you can get one.
They get all crinkly.
So? They're comfortable.
I know, but they look really, so cool in the summer.
Really,
do you have linen sheets?
What are you, Tom Wolf? Just
no idea.
Just wear your clothes.
Stop.
I think the most famous is it the most famous linen suit at the end of Silence of the Lambs?
That's one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like a good linen.
I'm having a friend for dinner.
Good linen suits and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Who doesn't like linen in the summer? It's beautiful.
I got a picture of you wearing a linen shirt. We're on vacation. You got a white linen shirt on. Look very casual, very
there
cool.
You go.
Wow.
Remember the salmon shirt you used to wear all the time?
Oh, man, fish.
I'm wearing my salmon shirts.
Yeah, you are.
Shirts. Look at those.
Look at that.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, they are
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa.
No, those salmon shirt had a pet.
It's almost showtime for Christy.
It had drawings of salmon on it.
Oh, yeah. Yours actually did have.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Salmon. Could we
But they were salmon color, but they were big salmon.
Mine smell like salmon.
Hey, Tom, if you go fishing for salmon, are you going to have some salmon to eat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I would do if I were fishing for salmon.
Speaking of smelling... Okay. Some drug-sniffing dogs are being forced into early retirement due to...
Drug addiction?
Marijuana legalization.
Oh.
That's right. As Virginia prepares to legalize adult possession of up to an ounce of marijuana July 1st, it is following a trend in other states where legalization has led to canines retiring earlier than planned.
I see a dog in a recliner smoking a cigarette being interviewed by why he lost his job.
Yep.
And him saying, yeah, well, this is damn technology, I'm telling you. I was one of the best marijuana pot sniffers out there.
It's their loss, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's their loss. Yeah. I was the best, baby.
Some stoner trying to acquire one of these dogs. Hey, man, I lost my stash, and then I had Rover go look for it, and he found it in half an hour.
That would be a great idea. Yeah. Someone should start that company.
What happened to all those industries? Well, there's a company that makes a container that's smell-proof? It says it's smell-proof.
I would say, yeah, everything that's smell-proof is smell-proof.
It looks like a little decanter or whatever with a screw top, and you put your pot in there, your weed, your tree, and then
your velociraptor eggs.
You screws it up, and you can't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how sticky it is.
Does the peanut butter thing work? Were you?
I've heard the peanut butter. I've heard people
say.
You take a fresh jar of peanut butter and you kind of core out the middle and put the pot in there and then bury it in the peanut butter. And then
what is that? Are you planning on being raided?
I've heard, Josh, a lot of folks, if they're sneaking it into a music festival or something, that's the way they'll do it. It's smell proof. Okay. You can't see it. People have all sorts of weird
methods.
What
the security guards go?
Why
peanut butter?
Yes. Oh, peanut butter is great to have at a festival. Making PB&Js in the morning? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Big loaf of bread? Oh,
yeah. But in high school, we used to do you put it in one bag, then another bag, and then you put that bag in a jar, and you put dryer sheets in the jar, seal it up.
Wow.
And then your pot tastes like dryer sheets.
This was your child, Tom, going to school.
It's got to be hard to put in the anus.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They call it Jif, but it didn't go up there in a jiffy.
This is kind of interesting, actually, getting back on the subject.
Dogs.
Once trained on multiple drugs, the dogs are unable to distinguish between the presence of legal marijuana or an illicit drug.
Okay.
So as a result, Virginia State Police are retiring 13 dogs, while many smaller police departments and sheriff's offices are retiring one or two dogs. Most are in the process of purchasing and training new dogs to detect only illicit drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines.
That's what they told us. We got a raw deal.
Most of the dogs actually get adopted by their handlers, which makes sense. You've been with them all these years anyway.
These are the marijuana dogs.
Yes.
Good boy, narc. Good boy. But he's a narc.
Well, those are...
bark narc.
A bark narc?
Yeah, I was a bark narc for about 20 years.
I'm surprised they don't take the dogs and send them to states that are less enlightened about the situation.
Put hundreds of men away. Well,
I mean, there's still how many... What is it? Marijuana legal in, a third of the country or something?
I've been traded to Delaware.
Delaware. Come on. Delaware.
This is what? Virginia?
Yes.
Well, I'm a ham supervisor. If it ain't a Virginia ham, it ain't allowed here. I'm just telling you.
That's so silly.
You smell your ham there, son?
All right. Yep, that's good ham.
Hey, you boy with all the peanut butter.
Yeah.
And where's the Black Forest, by the way?
Huh, where all the ham comes from?
Yeah.
No idea.
It's in southeastern Virginia.
Is it?
You've never been to the Black Forest?
I've never.
Ham trees as far as the eye can see.
They're thick and rich.
Oh, lovely.
Black ham trees and thinly sliced ham trees.
The hams don't become ripe till like 15-20 feet
exactly.
up the tree.
Exactly. The Black Forest
is in Germany,
it's
isn't
in
it?
Europe.
I thought it was in Germany.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Well, Josh, you know where you need to go?
I think you're right.
The Philippines, where they got spam trees, pal.
Oh, those are wonderful,
Pluck it and just take the top right off. Fresh
the Black Forest.
But I'm not crazy. There's Black Forest ham, right?
Right. No, the ham trees are right next to the pineapple ring trees.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Could we move on?
Following a high speed.
I'm not done with this.
You have to count the rings to see how old it is.
That's very funny.
Let him go.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Following a high-speed chase across state lines, Oregon police have seized meth and invasive snails. A 33-year-old Utah woman was initially pulled over in Fruitland, Idaho, but she fled the scene.
Fruitland!
She apparently reached speeds of 92 miles per hour on I-84 as she drove into Ontario, Oregon.
Wait a minute.
Where local authorities took over the pursuit.
If she's going 92 miles an hour, he just passes up the snails, right? I don't understand.
No, the snails are in the car.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
Police deployed spikes that did not stop the suspect. Her vehicle eventually got stuck, though, on some railroad tracks. Police said they found meth in plain view, several snails as well.
What were those about?
The 33-year-old was charged with reckless driving. Attempt to elude a police officer, unlawful possession.
By the way, the snails were quoted as saying, "Wee." What a weird crime. What are the
transporting snails into the state of Oregon from Utah is illegal. It's apparently the European brown garden snail.
Oh, sure.
Which is primarily used for escargot. So maybe she was ready to make up some French cuisine when she got to Oregon.
So the snails weren't on meth.
Well, no, Tom, that would be stupid.
A snail on meth, they just go inside their shell and clean all day. What a weird...
Weird story, yes. Okay, I agree.
But those snails were invasive, I would imagine.
Yes, that's why they're not allowed there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hello.
That was silly, John.
That's an interesting silly like voice.
What's going on over there?
Let's all do silly voices.
Yeah.
Huh?
Don't ever do that again.
That was silly and unsexy.
I can't even see your tongue. And I go, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
I'm good. Is that how you get all the women, Josh, doing your crazy voices? You think you're Calientes or something?
That's right.
Sexy time.
It works. Well, who knows? Well, over the weekend, I meet this little tenderoni, and she says, Donnie, a man as handsome as you should be wearing a cologne regular.
Oh.
And she's fire ass hot, so I'm looking for a little advice about colognes.
Oh, really?
Because I ain't worn none for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, in my 20s, Christy, it didn't matter what I splashed on. It seemed like nothing could cancel out the pepper spray. Now, I was raised in a house where my Uncle Sonny always wore aqua blue velvets, and it was considered, like, exotic.
Aqua velva, yes.
Get my Aunt Putty giggling on the spot. My other Uncle Sonny with you didn't even buy cologne.
Huh.
He just dabbed a little vanilla extract on the back of his neck before heading down to Riverside Lanes.
Really? That smells nice, vanilla extract.
And he told me ladies loved it because he smelled like a fresh snickerdoodle. I swear to God. Man, I remember first time I remember wanting to even smell good was like way back in high school.
Yeah.
I was 15. I wore something called English Lathers. And my mom Phyllis gave me half a bottle of it that year for Christmas. I'm pretty sure she pilfered it from the men's room at Xanadu's. Mm. You remember English Lathers, Tom?
Oh, yeah, everybody had that English lather. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's considered cool to smell like swamp ass from a saddle. But my buddy Brad, he always wore polo sport, even though he wasn't even on any polo teams.
Yeah.
To me, that's false advertising. Uh-huh. Unlike me at the time, I worked at Jiffy Lube and I always smelled like 40 weight. I kept it true that way.
Yeah.
But you know, nowadays, most colognes have all kinds of, like, mysterious crap in them. You read the ingredients, you'd think you was eating a go-gurt, you know. This one cologne, it said it smells like tonka beans. Hmm. I ain't sure I want to wear cologne. It makes me smell like produce section at Kroger's, you know. Man, the last time I smelled all fruity, I'd go on the county fair with Patty Ferguson, and she caught me up skirting her mom on the scramble.
Oh, jeez.
That'll happen.
So she dumped an entire lemon shake-up on me.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. But spoiler alert, turns out Patty wasn't the only little shaver in that family.
Donnie.
I gotta go. Got a little extract in the pantry.
Boy, oh boy.
All my men right wear there. English leather. Cologne remember that commercial?
They wear nothing at all.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I remember, Joe Namath for Brute?
Yes.
What was the lady? Take it off.
Take it all off.
Who was that lady? What was that for? Like foamy or something?
Yeah, God.
Some kind of shaving cream?
Her name was, I could actually, this. It'll come to me.
Ilsa Suckinen, wasn't that it?
Britt Eklund?
I think it was. Was it Heidi Gummer?
Ilsa Suckinen.
I think it was Heidi Gummer, yeah.
Oh, God. It was Miss Sweden or something.
Well, back to our Swedish erotica.
It was Ilsa Bone Me.
I thought it was Zazu Slurps.
Okay. I don't know.
A great actress on her own.
I don't know.
Sure. Many, many fine movies.
Vanilla Nutson?
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
Joking.
That's the actual name?
That's correct.
That's the real.
Vanilla Nutson.
Ganella Nutson?
I know there's a Ganella Hutton on Hee Haw.
She was Miss Sweden in 1961.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very pretty.
Ganella Chinnut.
Is it spelled G-U-N?
K-N-U-T-S-S-O-N.
No, not Newton, the Ganilla part.
G-U-N-I-L-L-A.
Yeah, Ganilla.
That's gun.
Yeah. That's Ganilla.
But how do you spell Ganilla?
let's not pursue it. Okay.
Is there silent T?
I said, what did I just say?
They were twins.
Oh, you said not
sister. They were twins.
Is that word in your bro?
No, there was Ganilla and Vanilla.
Noxzema.
Okay. Josh.
You really had...
Yay or nay on the... Yay or nay on chicken livers?
Yay. Big yay.
Me too.
Hey.
Yes, sir. The three of us. Summer of pals. You like livers, pal?
I will this summer, man.
And darn right you will.
Cook them up. Get some bacon fat in there. What are we doing?
And that's what I go catfishing with, chicken liver.
You don't eat the catfish, though.
Well, occasionally we will, but
not really.
This weekend. Do you cook it up? Or?
No, you don't have to fry it.
No,
just
I'm
pulls
it,
the fish out.
What do you use it for bait?
Yeah, put a little onion on the hook. Yeah.
Then he dives in.
Delicious bait.
He tried using pate, but it tended to dissipate.
I'm so fat, according to God, when I
eat bait.
I can't take it.
Yeah, he was right there.
Why should the fish get all this deliciousness?
You're jealous of the fish.
This bait looks delicious.
Hey, Doc. Oh, another hook in your cheek again, I see, Josh. Yeah, you know, I can't help myself.
Fish worms. Josh is eating fish worms. Got a hook in his face.
We used brisket fat also this time.
Oh, gosh. That's great.
Did you catch anything with that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man, my niece caught a really big bass with just a worm. She was dangling a worm over the dock, and she was thrilled.
How cute.
She was reeling it in and doing a great job. My brother John ran over, her father, to help, and as soon as he grabbed the line, it fell off the line.
Oh.
And she let him have it.
Damn it,
Daddy! Now for the rest of her life, she'll know that all adults are
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.